Meet Robert Hull.
I was an airman during the call-up in 1968. We were in the airborne radio communications shop, repairing aircraft radios.
Along with Hull, called up from Niagara Falls to go to Vietnam in 1968, was Kurt Alverson.
We worked on the radios and navigation equipment of the planes. We did that till June 11, 1969.
In early 1968, they were sent to South Korea in response to North Korea's brazen capture of the USS Pueblo. Later in the year, they were sent to Vietnam and served in Thuy Hoa, fixing the Air Force's radios and other communications equipment as needed. It wasn't the same as being in the thick of combat, but there was pressure to do their job quickly, as Alverson explains.
Our shop maintained a vehicle which was on call 24 hours a day to repair any of the aircraft that had a problem on launch, meaning that they had ready aircraft that the pilots had to get in and be off the ground in, I think it was something like 5 minutes.
There was an occasion when a fight was brought to them. In July 1968, a Viet Cong attack on the base resulted in the destruction of two C-130s, five more such planes damaged, and those on the base trying to make sense of what was going on in the darkness, as Hull recalls.
Our Air National Guard first reaction was to get our new cameras and tape recorders that we just got in Hong Kong and get out there and see what the heck's going on and get some good footage. And that kind of went by the wayside real quick.
Hull and Alverson say one thing to which they were not subjected was the hostile reception many others got upon returning home. Alverson was asked what he hopes to take away from the weekend gathering.
I guess probably rethinking the memories of what went on, how it went, and all that has occurred as a result of that for the last 50 years.
Three who served in the 107th in South Vietnam were awarded the Purple Heart, one the Distinguished Flying Cross, and 43 received air medals. One who was killed in action, Captain Joseph LeHollier, was awarded the New York State Medal for Valor. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.